Welcome to another episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Kiki van Eyck, and I'm a designer from and based in the Netherlands. I'm not restricted to creating one type of product. My work includes carpets, lighting, furniture, ceramics, glassware, and textiles. Everything I create, all my ideas, come intuitively. In my work and daily life, I work very hard to keep my inner child alive. I let it lead the way in everything I do. A way of channeling my inner child is to live and work intuitively. A very clear example is from the other morning. I was looking through the window of my little one's gym and I saw the teachers had built something amazing. It looked like a combination of jungle gym and the floor is lava. There were objects stacked everywhere. There was even a bouncing castle. I was instantly excited and inspired to go play. I share a studio space with my husband, Joost van Blijswijk. We created a workshop right after graduation in the year 2000. And slowly and steadily, we have built it into what it is now. It is an amazing space where we can both play and create freely. We have great people working here that help us create beautiful things. I fully trust my instincts. I'm lucky to have a strongly developed intuition, and I work hard to keep it that way. Children live very intuitively, and I feel that when we become adults, really listening to ourselves slowly tends to be forgotten. So I work hard to maintain my strong intuition and use it as a compass in my daily life and work. A nice example of my intuitive work is a range of carpets I made for Moi. It's called Sprouts. They started out as mindless drawings, inspired by my garden and nature in general. They were just rough sketches, made without a purpose. Someone saw them lying around in a studio and had the idea of creating carpets out of the drawings. The idea stuck and the carpets became reality. From a mindless sketch, we created something tangible and beautiful. That flow is how I work most of the time. I let my current projects inspire my next project. It is an organic flow of inspiration and creating things. I'm always challenging myself to discover new materials, techniques, concepts, points of view, and, most importantly, I challenge myself to discover or rediscover me during the process. When I'm busy creating something, I'm always asking myself, is it surprising enough? Are the colors interesting? How is the tactility? What does it say or make me feel? There are so many questions I ask myself during the process that lead up to the final question. Is it good enough? Or is it good enough? The process is leading and provides the answers I need to create. With the years and experience, that process has become a smooth flow. Something that is very important to me in my work is beauty. I'm not saying everything should be beautiful, because without ugliness, there can't be beauty. When something appeals to someone, they are more likely to use it than when it doesn't. So I use beauty in my work to seduce the onlooker, to connect people and increase our general well-being. A while ago, I created art for a social housing project in Amsterdam. It's a new to be built apartment building that will house people from different cultures, ages, life stages, and I designed my pieces in a way I hope they will connect those people with each other. For all those new neighbors to get to know one another. And you can do that without beauty. What has always helped me in my work and daily life is my ability to think freely. I feel that it would help many people if they would be able to think more freely, to think without restrictions. Not restricted by outside influences, not restricted by one's own thoughts. Thinking freely will help us understand each other better. I think it will help us become more open-minded and judge less, to approach the world and each other from a place of kindness and love. With what I can do and make every day, I feel I have a very adventurous life. I live with a positive mindset and try to enjoy as much as possible what life has to offer us, which lies often in the little everyday things, like getting inspired as an adult by something as simple as jungle gym. If you enjoyed this episode, you can follow Design Dreams by Moi on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.